top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Friday, May 26, 2023. I am your presenter, Ferdinand Valmond, in the headlines. Attorney Gabriel Christian of the Caribbean Agricultural Network emphasizes the importance of agriculture in society and said without agriculture, there would be no culture. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Commission and Canadian non-profit organization Econex teamed up to advance sustainable development in the Caribbean region. And U.S. President Joe Biden called for gun control measures Wednesday as communities across the U.S. held tributes to mark 1 year anniversary of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 21 people dead. 95. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next. Thank you.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. First off in the news this morning, Attorney Gabriel Christian of the Caribbean Agricultural Network emphasizes the importance of agriculture in Dominica's society. He believes that it is not just about growing crops, it is about bringing people together. He recognizes that his birth and generation have contributed to agricultural efforts in Dominica and around the world. Christian embraces the notion that without agriculture, there would be no culture. He states that it is through agriculture that we are able to sustain human life and provide nourishment for our bodies.
Post-emancipation of 1834, all people, that is the African and Kalinago people, we got no compensation. But through astute positioning and hard work, we were able to survive. The Elrose Works was then still in progress. And Dominica had been one of the largest limes, had been the largest exporter of limes in the world. My sister talks about going to Zimbabwe at Victoria Falls, and there was a map of the British Empire, and then there was Dominica, largest exporter of limes in the world. So our father, when he left the army in World War II, the government gave them an option, a government job of 7 acres of crown land. He took 7 acres of land, and my dad became a soil conservation officer. My mom was born in the Lahaya Valley at Coco Center, and he met her there, and they got married. So even my own birth has a role to play in this whole agricultural effort to bring all people together in blessed union, because there's no culture without agriculture. Let me just repeat. There is no culture without agriculture. Agriculture provides the fuel to sustain the human body and human life.
He highlighted that in honor of the people of the Cocoa Center in 2008, they created Dominica's first cocoa bar, and with the assistance of Dexia, they were able to successfully create the second bar. The continuity in organization has been a great help in our efforts to work together as Dominicans both here and abroad. Christian expresses that they are thrilled to have the opportunity to go back to the roots and showcase the resources, capacity, and ingenuity of Dominican brothers and sisters. He said collaboration allowed the demonstration of what we truly are capable of achieving when we work together towards a common goal.
So this idea that as Dominicans, we could do something for ourselves and not export our cocoa and buy the finished product, had its genesis in Dave's experiences, in Errol's experiences. And about 7 years, almost 8 years ago, in 2015, Captain Tong, Major Francis Richards, myself, Errol Emanuel, Dr. Sam Christian and others, we formed the Caribbean Agricultural Network. And that was the idea that led to operation here with this cocoa project. But in 2008, at Alwyn's promise, in honor of what the folks in Cocoa Center had done, we did Dominica's first chocolate bar. It was milled in Trinidad with Dominican cocoa. And then the second project in 2015, the Dexter and again harvested cocoa, cured it, and once it was cured, sent it to Maryland and did the second chocolate bar. So here we have continuity in organization. We involved the cadets at some point. And so we're happy to be working together, Dominicans at home and abroad, working together in peace, love, and unity, you know, going back to our roots, as your program suggests, to bring our resources and our capacity and our ingenuity to show what it is Dominicans can do.
And that was Attorney Gabriel Christian of the Caribbean Agricultural Networks. Regional forecasters are predicting 17 named storms, 7 of which are likely to become hurricanes, with 4 of them being major storms this year. The Barbados-based Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology says the season is highly likely to be normal due to battle between 2 opposing weather conditions in which El Nino phenomenon in the Pacific Ocean is bringing down storm activity, while the warm Atlantic temperatures will try to drive up some activity. The Institute added that the Saharan dust over the Atlantic will determine the level of tropical cyclone activity experienced. It says it can confidently predict the occurrence of Sahara dust only it's about 2 weeks in advance, but not as far as 3 to 6 months. Regional forecasters have expressed confidence in the chances of a number of named storms occurring, while at the same time expressing less confidence in the number of hurricanes and major hurricanes forecasted. The Caribbean Institute said they will issue its next forecast update in early August, just ahead of the peak of the hurricane season. It says that from 2nd July until the end of August 2022, there was no single storm detected in the Atlantic. For forecasters, is expected at active season. The Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1st, 2023. According to General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Litar, individuals possess a constitutional right to participate in protest. He stated that the purpose of having law enforcement officers present at demonstrations is not to intimidate or harass participants, but rather to safeguard them and others. According to Litar, the notion of retired and off-duty police officers being called to attend the May 31st rally is immature and a childish behavior.
People have a right to protest. It is their constitutional right to protest. And if at the end of the day you have to have police presence, and the police presence is not to ever be to intimidate or to harass protesters, but it should also be to protect them as well as protecting other people, the wider public. Because in a situation like that, you would have all types of people, because you cannot control who comes to the rally or who comes to the protest or to the city. You cannot control that, even if you're organizing. The most you can do is appeal to people to be peaceful, do not do anything to damage people or hurt people and to destroy property. Yeah. And then the police presence is there to assist them. But if you want to say that the opposition, by calling retired police officers, is causing it, that I see as being childish, infantile, and stupid. And I make no apology for that.
According to Lita, individuals are entitled to express their dissent by protesting. While it is the government's responsibility to ensure the safety of not only the demonstrators, but also the public.
People have a right to protest, and the government has a right to make sure that protesters as well as other people are protected. So that nonsense has to stop. And this kind of indirect threat to people have to stop. And I am saying to people, it's your freedom, it's your right. And if you so desire to go to any protest, you have that right. You have that right to do so. It is time people understand that you are not dealing with children. You are dealing with citizens, and not even children, because there's a certain control you cannot have over children since you are not their parents. Okay? So this nonsense. And that is why I'll be very honest when people like, I'm not repeating names, but when certain people speak, I do not listen to them, period. I do not listen to garbage. I do not listen to all this nonsense. And these threats have to stop.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Lita. The World Health Organization is urging governments to discontinue supporting tobacco growing and instead encourage more sustainable crops that might feed millions on No World Tobacco Day on Thursday. According to Director Gabriessis, tobacco is responsible for 8 million deaths each year, while governments throughout the world spend millions of dollars subsidizing tobacco farmers. We emphasize health, conserve ecosystems, and increase food security for everyone by growing food instead of tobacco. More than 300 million people worldwide are suffering from extreme food insecurity. Meanwhile, over 3 million hectares of land in over 120 countries are being utilized to cultivate lethal tobacco, even in areas where people are hungry. A new WHO study, Grow Food Not Tobacco, underlines the dangers of tobacco cultivation as well as the benefits of shifting to more sustainable food crops for farmers, communities, economies, the environment, and the globe at large. The report also accuses the tobacco business of trapping farmers in vicious cycle of debt, inflating the economic benefits of tobacco production and lobbying for farming front groups. Tobacco farming causes disease to farmers themselves, and more than 1 million child laborers are estimated to be working on tobacco farms, missing the opportunity for an education. Also in the local news, President of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph, said on Wednesday that his belief on the DPSU program that electoral reform should not be undermined or toiled with like a game of cat and mouse and must be taken seriously by the people of Dominica. According to Joseph, certain individuals in Dominica lack credibility due to the tendency to consume information solely from one radio station that presents a biased perspective on certain events or incidents.
I think electoral reform is too important for us to be playing cat and mouse, playing games with the people. And, you know, you're correct. There are some people who speak in Dominica that we should not take too seriously. But sadly, do you know what the problem is? The problem is many people only listen to one radio station. Mm-hmm. They only listen to one side of the discussion in Dominica. So this is why from time to time you have to stop to clear the air. And even when you clear the air, sometimes our voices will not be heard on that radio station to reach the people who really need to hear that the right to protest is a constitutional right. And what these people are trying to do is to, out of fear, because they know there is justifiable reason why people should be asking questions, why people should be protesting.
Joseph says if a persistent approach of subverting and compromising the process is adopted, the people of the nation will eventually take heed and stand firm for equitable and enlightenment on the matter.
There are justifiable reasons, the state of the economy, the non-delivery of electoral reform, the level of inflation. I'm hearing all sorts of things of bills not being able to be paid. Some of the major merchants in the country not accepting LPUs. So there is pressure in the country. And instead of having a true democracy where you engage people, where you listen to people, where you allow the processes to deliver what it's supposed to deliver, even if it's a new government, that's what the process is meant to do. That if the people at elections feel that it is time to change those who govern, that is a right that people have. But if your strategy is always to undermine the process, to compromise the process, to intimidate, to instill fear as a strategy, then people have to stop and address those issues to try to bring a balance and bring education.
And that was President of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph. Indigenous Dominican Bushman Cyril Brong emphasizes the need for plant-based nutrition for healthy eating. He stresses the need to eat well to maintain healthy skin and eyes, boost immunity, and minimize the risk of heart disease or cancer. A good diet can enhance mental health and cognitive performance in addition to these advantages. A balanced diet can also aid in maintaining a healthy weight, lowering the risk of diseases like diabetes and hypertension that are linked to obesity. He points out that you can reap the many advantages of a healthy diet and enhance your general quality of life by making simple modifications to your eating habits.
Help them understand the importance of the liver, the functions of the liver in the body and the way it helps the body. And one of the first things I tell them is to stop eating processed animal flesh, because eating healthy all the time is going to help you live longer. Now, there are people who are living long that are not well, but that's not what I'm talking about. My conversation is about living a longer, healthier life. Eating healthy keeps your skin looking good, your teeth looking good, your eyes healthy. It supports your muscles. It boosts your immunity. It strengthens your bones, and you need those. You need muscles. You need strong muscles. You need strong bones. It lowers your risk of heart disease and cancer. It's not that difficult to correct once you catch it early enough.
He toots four basic principles that he stands by for healthy living. These include restorative sleep, managing stress, good nutrition, and exercise, which can help people live long, healthy lives. Good nutrition is another key factor in healthy living, as the foods we eat provide the fuel our bodies need to function properly. He says by prioritizing these four principles, we can work towards achieving optimal health and wellness for our bodies.
We need awareness and then to educate people. And hopefully people catch on, because we have to catch on to this. Since I was a little boy, Mom gave us herbal teas every morning, every night before bed. And you know what she would do? She would give us soursop tea every night. And we never knew why until we grew up that she was giving us the soursop bush tea in the night so we could get a better night's sleep. And if you guys follow me, you know that I'm huge on four things, four basic principles: restorative sleep, managing stress, good nutrition, and exercise. If you could manage those four things, I will keep saying that for as long as I can talk to you. I will keep telling you these four things. If you are able to manage them, you can live a really long, healthy life.
Indigenous Bushman of Dominica, Cyril Brown, Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Permanent Secretary Reginald Savra says there is a significant opportunity for investment in the CMO sector given the rising demand for natural and organic products. He stated that the ministry will comply with findings from both in-depth analysis of the research they conducted over the previous months with farmers into a package investment profile. They want to give the industry more support with this packaged profile so that it can develop to beyond where it is at present.
Having now received the results from all the research and all the work you have been laboriously doing over the past months, we're going to take the results, your ideas, consolidate them, and we're going to package them into an investment profile which the ministry will provide support to allow the industry to go beyond where it is right now. So we're going to grow a CMOS industry. We're going to look at alternative products. We're going to look at alternative way of utilizing CMOS. We're going to grow CMOS. Traditionally, we've been harvesting CMOS from the rocks, and it's inadequate to supply an industry. And therefore, with mass cultivation of CMOS that is economical, you are able to make something out of it.
And that was Reginald Savra, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture. In other news, to encourage sustainable development in the Caribbean region, the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Commission and Econex, a non-profit organization with headquarters in Canada, have teamed together a memorandum of understanding to provide a framework for collaboration and strategic alignment was formally signed by the two organizations this month. The MOU represents a significant turning point in the OECS Commission and Econex relationship and demonstrates their shared commitment to tackle big problems and grabbing opportunities in areas like business ecosystem development and the blue and green economy. With the help of this alliance, projects that will promote the region's ambitions for sustainable development can more be easily implemented. The OECS Commission and Econex are dedicated to fostering understanding, collaboration and a strategic alignment within the terms of this MOU. With appropriate, the corporation will entail pooling resources and skills, enhancing knowledge, information and ideas, and discussing agendas of shared interest. When he signed the MOU, Dr. Didikus Jules, Director General of the OECS Commission, repeated that he claims that partnership will significantly advance the goal of the OECS has set for ensuring years and to give us a way to share individuals, ideas, technology, and expertise. And the United States celebrated 1 year since the shooting of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, which claimed 21 lives. President Joe Biden used this opportunity to restate his plea for a ban on AR-15 assault guns and high-capacity ammunition magazines, noting that too many schools and public places have become sites of needless bloodshed.
It's been 1 year since a horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and Americans across the country paused to reflect on Wednesday. 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School were slain. In a Uvalde community church, mourners gathered for a day of remembrance.
Everybody does things different. Nobody feels safe anymore. The kids, you know, they spend some of their time learning how to deal with active shooters and how to hide and this and that and the other. And 10 years ago, you didn't hear that.
On May 24th last year, an 18-year-old gunman entered the school through a back door and opened fire with his AR-15 assault-style weapon. It was one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. Over in Washington, D.C., U.S. President Joe Biden paid respects at the White House. He also renewed his call for a ban on assault weapons.
You know, they've been used time and again in mass killings of innocent children and people. We need to ban high-capacity magazines, the ability to shoot 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 bullets without reloading. Because today, guns remain the number one killer, the number one killer of children in America, guns.
According to a mortality analysis by university researchers, more children and teenagers in the U.S. were killed by guns than any other cause in 2020.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Attorney Gabriel Christian of the Caribbean Agricultural Network emphasizes the importance of agriculture in society and said without agriculture, there would be no culture. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Commission and the Canadian nonprofit organization Econex teamed up to advance sustainable development in the Caribbean region. And U.S. President Joe Biden called for gun control measures Wednesday as communities across the U.S. held tributes to mark the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 21 people dead. The news was brought to you. Compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95. The